Hello and welcome to the Product Biz Podcast. This is episode number 26, what to do when you get a 4-star review with no text on it on Etsy. This is something that happens so often, so I want to just dive in to what you can do about it during this Quick Tip Wednesday. If you haven't heard, I am doing Quick Tip Wednesday every other week on the podcast. So this is a super tangible, action-oriented tip that you can listen to the podcast and then literally go and implement it right away. And this is me giving you value in 15 minutes or less so you can really grow your business from what you learn on the Product Biz Podcast. So today, we are talking about the infamous 4-star review that happens on Etsy with no text explaining why. And this is probably one of the worst nightmares when you have the opportunity to get a 5-star review from a customer. They decide to give you 4 stars. They don't tell you why, and you're stuck because not only does this hurt you for Etsy Star Seller because they want you to get as many 5-star reviews as possible, but now you're also probably frustrated on what happened with this customer. They're not giving me any feedback. And why are they giving me this 4-star review? So one thing I want to level set with off the bat is these types of reviews, have it be a 4-star, a 3-star, a 2-star, a 1-star, they happen. And a 4-star review with no text, honestly, isn't that bad if you think about getting a 1-star review from a really angry customer, because that will also happen. And that will actually probably like shake you to your core when that happens for the first time. So a 4-star review with no text, although not ideal, at least they're not spreading hate about your products. So if we want to just reposition how we see that, that's one thing to make note. But yes, these happen. And what I want to equip you with is an actual way to potentially change this review and understand what happened to the customer. So I always, always, always will serve my customers to the best ability. If they leave a 1-star review, if they say their package was lost, if they leave a 4-star review, making sure our customers are taken care of no matter what is part of being a small business owner. So in this example, like if someone says that their package didn't arrive, but USPS says it's delivered, your job as a business owner is to actually send them another one. Customer service is part of our business, making sure our customers have what they need and are taken care of is part of our business. And this is the name of the game. This happens. This is something that we have to be aware of as small business owners, that customer service is a real thing, and our job, one of our many jobs, is to have excellent customer service for our customers. So level setting on that, how I handle the situation and how I recommend my members and my programs to work on this situation, how I recommend you to handle the situation. If you get a 4-star review on Etsy with no text, the super simple answer is to send them a message and ask them what happened. So in my situation, I would go to that Etsy customer, send them a message via Etsy Messenger and say, "Hey there, thank you so much for your review for XYZ product. I noticed that you left 4 stars out of 5, but you didn't leave any information why. I would love to know what was less than 5-star based on your experience, what was less than perfect that led you to leave a 4-star review so I can address it for you." That is customer service to a T, while also understanding why they left a 4-star review. The most common answer that I get, which is so incredibly amazing, not in a good way, but I guess it's not in a bad way either. The most common response that I get from customers when I send this message is, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I left a review on my phone. I meant to give you 5 stars, and for some reason, it must have slipped down to 4. That is most often what I get, which is crazy because all you have to do is send a message, because then that customer can go back and change their review. So when I get that message, then I ask them like, "Oh my gosh, thank you so much for letting me know. I'm so glad that you had a great experience. Would you be able to please go back into the Etsy order and adjust the review based on what you just mentioned, that it was a 5-star experience?" I would probably say 60% of the time, that's what happens. 20% of the time, you send this message, you want to get their feedback, and they just don't get back to you, which again is the name of the game. You reach out, sometimes people get back to you, sometimes they don't. The final 20% of the time is someone who will get back to me, provide me some credible feedback about why they left 4 out of 5 stars. And this is where top-notch customer service comes back into play. You can handle this in a couple different ways. You can not even reach out to the customer because you don't care about their feedback. You can take their feedback and say, thank you so much, and leave it at that. Or you can take their feedback, really understand where they're coming from, and if you can fix it at that point in time, provide that top-notch customer service. So in this example, if someone leaves me a 4-star review for the avocado algae face mask, and they say, after I reach out to them, that, you know what, I gave you a 4-star review because I love the product, but when it arrived, the cap was kind of loose, so a little bit of the green powder spilled in the package, which sometimes happens. I can either take that and say, okay, thank you so much, or I can take that and make it right. I can take that message and say, oh my gosh, thank you so much for letting me know. I am going to send you a free avocado and algae face mask because of what happened. I'm so glad that you love it. And this is my way to show that I appreciate your support as a small business owner. And I can go above and beyond and send them another item, or based on whatever their feedback was, I can rectify the situation. That is top-notch customer service right there. That is how you wow a customer. That is how you take their feedback and spin it and turn it into a positive. And then, number one, they're going to change their review. And I bet they'll probably say, oh my gosh, originally I left a 4-star review, but ended up talking to the owner and they helped me with the situation and their customer service was outstanding. So 5 stars. If a customer leaves that type of review, and then another customer who's potentially going to buy from you for the first time sees that review and then knows that no matter what happens, they can trust you and they will be taken care of if for whatever reason something may happen, that potential customer that sees that review is actually going to see that as a positive and be like, yes, I'm going to buy from them because I know that if potentially something happens, I'm covered. I trust the small business. I trust that they will take care of me. So that is one of the ways how we can take a potentially negative situation of a 4-star review with no text and actually inquire, get curious, figure out what your customers are experiencing, what they're saying, ask them for their feedback, and then if they provide it, try to fix that to the best of your abilities as possible. But the number one takeaway I want to just reinforce a second time is sending a message and asking is going to be the best thing that you can do. And so much of the time, it's just an accidental 4-star and they meant to do a 5. And then they'll go back and actually give you a 5, which is a perfect solution to this problem too. But remember that customer service is something that we have to do as small business owners. So yes, if the example that I gave you, if I send them another avocado algae face mask, sure, I'm losing money on that. I have to pay for postage again. I have a product that I could otherwise sell for full value that I'm giving away for free, which is a cost for the raw materials, ingredients, everything that goes into it. But your business, your pricing should have customer service issues like that factored in. We are in the customer service game. And this customer, in this example, if I turn it around and create an absolutely amazing customer service experience, guess who's going to come back and purchase again? Compared to the customer who maybe left a 4-star review, provided me some feedback, I didn't really do anything with that feedback, I just kind of said, okay, thank you so much, they may not come back. But I guarantee the customer who you wow with your customer service is going to come back, buy from you again, because maybe a little bit of trust potentially wasn't there because in this example, it arrived with a little bit of green powder spilled outside of the jar. But now I'm bringing that trust back above and beyond to an 11 out of 10 by actually providing customer service, taking care of them, and making sure that they know that no matter what happens, I will make sure to make it right. So this is how I just want to reframe your frame of thought on reviews in general. If you have a negative review, instead of looking at it as a bad thing, this is your opportunity to make it right. This is your opportunity to turn it around. This is your opportunity to take a customer that left you 1 star, 2 stars, 3 stars, 4 stars, and turn them into a customer that's going to come back over and over and over because you went above and beyond to fix the situation. Especially if it's only a 4 out of 5 star review, they're not necessarily expecting anything. 4 out of 5 stars actually is really great. It's not bad at all. So they're probably not expecting you to go above and beyond. So if you can, that just shows how much you really care. But in the fact of the matter, how much reviews impact star seller, and we have to have on an average of 4.8 stars. So a 4-star review, if you're not making a lot of sales on Etsy, 1 4-star review can totally drop that down, drop your average to below the threshold. So this super quick, easy, tactical way to reach out to your customers and ask them for their feedback can help you immensely to get those 5 stars, get star seller status, and just build good relationships with your customers too. So that is all I wanted to talk about today. Super quick, super potent. The next Quick Tip Wednesday will be all about what do you do if you actually get a 1-star review with some pretty hasty feedback in it. How do you take care of that situation? So I hope you tune in to the next episode of the Product Biz Podcast. I would love so much, while we're talking about reviews, you know the importance of reviews. I know the importance of reviews. I would appreciate it so much if you found this valuable, if you've been listening to the Product Biz Podcast for a while now, to leave me a 5-star review on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you listen to this podcast. It would mean so much to me as I continue to try to help as many small businesses as possible through this podcast. But thank you so much for your time on this super quick episode, and I will see you next week on the Product Biz Podcast.